32.0. EDG 02140220261538, audio. In short, we have an airlock on an overhead crane. This airlock is equipped with segments and a compression piece for sealing. It has three motors, one to roll the crane, another to screw the door into its opening, and finally, a third to immobilize the crane for safety. This last motor also acts as the system's activation key. Plunger cores will also confirm the crane's position and act as movement keys. From any angle within the station, it will be functional for opening and closing. If necessary, the segments can be replaced with a different compression material. It will be equipped with a viewing window with an internal sensor, if the mechanics allow. Dual or triple instrumentation will be required to transmit and control the equipment. This instrumentation must support different operating modes and allow for system redundancy. Currently, a lightweight sandwich construction is planned for the prototype phase. We also recommend a wooden construction to ensure proper operation and allow for modifications if necessary. The equipment must have an ARS classification system and be designed to operate under extreme conditions. A thorough analysis of the double windings and their possible connections in simple series or parallel configurations must be carried out to evaluate plans that affect operational safety. For any connection leading to the outside of the station, a quick release mechanism must be available. This is currently being studied by PMI. For the SSV, a clear visual indicator must allow for the rapid location of users in the corridors. Here, we are considering text and the color of the equipment. A complete replacement must be possible if the mechanics and insulation allow it. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI. Father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 14, 2026.